morning, Arconia. This is Marilyn. How may I direct your call?
Hi, James, please.
Yes, let me... Oh, it looks like he's on his phone. Would you like to hold for him, or would you like...
Absolutely.
All right, one moment.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
Good morning, Arconia. This is Marilyn. Can you hold one moment?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You were holding for James?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I can put you through now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's appreciated. Please, hold the line. We'll be right...
Arconia, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hey, James. Kevin Bice, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Just kind of going through the routine here in our new location. So, trying to get up and going. We relocated the business, so...
Oh, wow. How long ago did you guys move? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, well, we've only been here in, we're based now out of Florida, and we've only been here maybe 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Oh, wow. What part of Florida?
Melbourne, so just outside of Orlando.
Oh, wow. Now, did you have to move, or?
Yeah, all of us, the ones that were working for the company there locally in Texas, yeah, we all came with the company, so we're all up and running here, trying to get everything together, so it's been kind of crazy the last couple of weeks. I think we finally settled into things this week. So, trying to get everything personally moved and the business, so it's been kind of crazy around here.
Wow, how are you liking it so far, besides, you know, the humidity?
It's pretty good. I actually like it a lot. You know, we had a lot
of
that.
It's a fun area.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun. The beach is like 10 minutes away from, you know, our business and then where we live now, so we can't complain with that. But it's not any hotter than it was in Texas, that's for sure. Actually, it's a cooler at times. But, yeah, I mean, besides the humidity, it's that's about the only thing, but definitely can't complain.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, Orlando, I mean, there's just so much to do down there. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun part about it now, too, is when you have time, there's so many options for things around here that you can go to, or if you want to zip down. I mean, we're like 2.5 hours from everything, you know, 2.5 hours, I think, from Tampa, 2 hours from, you know, Jacksonville, or Miami's only 3 hours away. So it's like, you know, got everything within driving distance, which is awesome.
Yikes, that's scary to be that close to Miami. That's a fun place.
Yeah. It is. We've already talked about a few trips heading down there, so we're just trying to get settled first. But, yeah, that could be scary.
Nice. And this, from what I understand, this is kind of the getting into what they call the season down there, which is pretty crazy. All the beautiful people, I guess, like to go there from like October to January. So.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too. That's what everybody's been telling us around here. They said just brace for it. They're like, it's going to get, you know, really populated here soon. They're like, you're going to get all the snowbirds and people escaping everything to come down here.
Yeah.
So,
that's all right, though.
Not necessarily a bad thing at that time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to infiltrate the clubs and bars that you guys are probably going to be visiting. So I don't know if you have a family or not, but if you don't, I'm going to move here again. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing that, so.
Good stuff.
Gotta keep it under control.
Nice. As much as possible, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So how's business been going for you?
Good. It's been kind of abnormally crazy busy this summer. Usually during the summer, I don't know if you guys see it. I know most of my vendors see it a little bit, but typically July and August, June's a little bit slower, July and August are usually pretty dead, and then September it starts to pick up towards the end. And this year we actually broke records in June and in July. August slowed down a little bit, but we're kind of right back at it. So, you know, not really any way to explain it, you know, but we're not complaining, you know. It's
that's good. Heck yeah. No, ours is kind of, we had a good July and August too, so September has been, you know, all right so far, but it's, you know, definitely slower than we wanted. But July and August were actually pretty good, surprisingly, for us, too. So hopefully that's a trend.
Good stuff. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, the reason I'm calling you, I know Trav worked with you some stuff on before, and we had some deals going through you. But I wanted to kind of just talk to you about some of the deals and some of the things you offer. I don't think we've had a chance to sit down on that about that, and I work with a lot of the financing companies that we work with. And what we're seeing right now, and I don't know if you were a part of some of the things that we have with some of our new systems, but we had a machine last year, one of our cosmetics machines, that was approved for over-the-counter and non-prescription use.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning anybody can own it.
Right.
The problem is most of these people are startups or don't really haven't been in business that long, you know, so it's been kind of real tough for these non-doctors. I didn't know if that's something that you handled. You did. Will you do that with lasers? Will you fund lasers that are non-doctors?
Absolutely. Absolutely we will. You know, especially if, you know, say state law doesn't require them to be doctors. You know, if legally they have to be a doctor or, you know, have a nurse practitioner or somebody along those lines, maybe a RN or, you know, whatever the requirement is, as long as they can show that, we're fine with it. We just want to make sure they're not buying a piece of equipment that they're not going to be able to use and make money, because we only write business loans and we're doing it to help people make money so that they can, you know, pay us back. So, but yes, definitely we do. And I think, so those, I believe, were those right around the 50K mark?
They are. Uh-huh, it's right at 50.
And that's kind of the perfect startup pricing as well. So just to kind of give you a little heads up on
now,
that.
Now, with that, everybody else has a cap on it. Do you guys have a cap? Everybody's been capping me out if it's a startup. Or at least, I'm not saying everybody. I only have one other group that will do that. They're capping me out at 27.5. Do you guys cap out if it's a startup within, you know, say 2 years or anything to that extent?
Usually we're in the 75K range.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're buying multiple pieces of equipment, then we can go even higher. We can do multiple loans.
Okay.
I guess everybody, is that time payment that you're working with at that 27.5 mark? Yeah, I know them really well. That's kind of their hot button. They're all about the smaller dollar amounts on the startups.
Yeah, it was them and Ascenium was the other group that I'm working with that was doing that. That they'll only cap it out at that. They can only, so I've had like one or two. They only can get approved for half of the loan, and we've been doing other things in house. So I want to see if that's something that you guys can do and handle, if you guys could do the full amount. I mean, we're going to probably have to pull on more and more just because, you know, we're trying to figure out other ways just because people's credits, you know, as of late have been, you know, just not good.
Okay.
Least to say. But that's why I want to see what you guys offer, because I look definitely look at, you know, if you guys can do the full 50 or even something better than what, you know, anyone else can do, you know, that, you know, leaves a little bit less for us to finance in-house.
Absolutely. And, you know, somebody like Ascentium is actually one of our partners.
Oh, they are. Okay.
And they, but the programs, you know, right there in-house, they're pretty limited, and they typically like the better credits. You know, they're a little bit more strict as far as their credit appetite.
Okay.
So you'll find that we're a lot more flexible on credit. You know, if it's under a 675 there and there's any blemishes, they're typically going to pass. They don't like to take a lot of risk, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So you'll find that we're a lot more flexible, and we're a lot more creative in getting these done. We also have working capital products that are less stringent on their personal credit and more stringent just on their bank deposits. So if they've been around for a little while and they can at least show that they have a little bit of money flowing through their account, we can also get them a cash loan to go along with the equipment loan to cover any, you know, deficits as far as amounts that they're able to borrow against the equipment because of credit or being a startup in that way. So again, that's another place that would allow you guys to not have to do so much in-house financing.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't mind doing a portion of it, and for some of them, we're just trying to get them across there, and we just had, you know, over the last probably since, I would probably say since July, I mean, we probably lost out on probably, if I made a number so far this month, but between the end of July, August, and now partially September, we've probably left on the table probably $600,000-$700,000.
Oh, wow.
Just in people declined or, you know, only getting partial funding or something to that extent, and they just can't do both of the payments. So that's why it's like, all right, we need to find something else because it's not working. We haven't sent, you know, quite a few to Ascentium, you know, and they've just been coming back, and I know they use a secondary source, which is FinPAC.
Uh-huh.
They said they sent some stuff off of too, and even some of them won't touch some of the stuff that we send over. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, it's kind of becoming a trend as of late.
Yeah.
Over there. So I don't know if it's them or if it's just, you know, something they can't do. I don't know all the specifics. That's why I want to reach out to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, and we work with FinPAC too. And again, FinPAC used to be extremely, and not to run on and run on, but just to give you a little bit of background. So FinPAC has been around. I've been in this industry for 16 years, and FinPAC's mm-hmm. been in it since before I got into it. But they were recently sold, I want to say it's been about 10 months, by a big bank that is a lot more strict on credits and things like that. So they've been limited, and I think their startups now, I think sometimes they can go up to like 35,000. I think you'll be happy with what we can do. Like I said, we're pretty creative. You know, we'd like to get them done more than we'd like to turn them away, which I know is probably the opposite feeling that you get sometimes with these other guys.
yeah,
if any of those,
so.
if you have some of those that are still live, as far as clients that would still like to do the deal, but they've been sitting for a while, you know, old apps that are just sitting around, you want me to take a look at them? I don't mind doing that, you know, especially, you know, you've been upfront with me, and I know these have been declined other places, so I'm not going to get upset and say, here, just send me all your crap. But it might be worth, you know, letting me take a look to see if we can put any of those together. I don't have a problem doing that. You know, if you think that those guys are still around and haven't decided, well, we didn't get the money and, you know, we don't want the machine anymore type thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean, I don't want to send you just the crap, but I do have a few that have just been sitting around. Like I said, we've just had a huge run of it. But it's good to know in the future with you, I'd like to send you some stuff that's definitely not. And because we're having more lasers and we're getting more over the, I mean, we're expecting another over-the-counter clearance, it's going to be harder to fund some of these guys just because, you know, non-doctors. And I know that's probably about half of them are non-doctors. They are startups. They're people, some have decent credit, but some of them just don't have a lot of working capital and haven't been in business that long. But if there's anything you can look at, and I know speaking with their representative over there who I worked with another group before, she's been pretty upfront with me. She's like, yeah, but most of these, all I can cap out is 27.5. Problem is I'm running into with some of these guys is we'll pull it in-house, and it's like, all right, you're going to have two payments, but it's going to run you, you know, roughly, you know, probably $600 or $700 more than you were originally going to pay.
Mm-hmm. And they might not cash flow.
Most of the time they're like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I'd rather go to somebody else that can do the full amount, you know, interest rate a little bit higher, but it's one payment. Most of the time they're not going to want to do that and fork over all the cash, all, you know, all this money. And it's just like, all right, we don't want to do that either because then, you know, we're all running risk from there. So if you
exactly.
can definitely, if there's something you can do, I'll throw you over a few. I think I have, you know, I might have a couple that are still active. I'll call the docs and just, or doctors or business owners and see what they can do and see if they approve. Do you need an app from your group, or do you we'll work off of another one? How's that work?
What I can do, if you already have them done and you want to just send them over, I can start on them. I can preview them and look at them and kind of give you an honest response and say, yeah, we can get these done. And mm-hmm. then at that point, yes, I'll just have to have them fill out mine, submit for final approval. But mine's really short. I'm not sure what the app looks like that you're working with. Or I can just send you one anyway so you can look at it. I mean, really, they only take about 3 minutes for the client to fill out. So it's kind of up to you. You can either send me the one that you've got, and I can take a look. And then, you know, once we get to a point where I can definitely get them approved, you know, I can send you mine, and they can just fill it out at that point, or vice versa. You can just have them fill out mine in the beginning. It's up to you.
Let me do this. Let me send me one of your – email me one of your apps. Travis sent me one before, but just send me an updated one. Send me one that you have over to my email address. Do you have my email?
I don't. I'll write it down.
Okay. Let me get to you.
I'm ready.
It's JD, so it's as in James David, and then it's my last name, Shanks, S-H-A-N-K-S, and it's at Erconia.com. If you want to send me your app over, what I'll do is I'll call the owners or the doctors, get an approval from them to send you the current one, and I'll let them know too up front. All right, we'll get the process started, but just kind of fill out this app, you know, and kind of that way we can get all of your information over to them, but they can at least get a look and see what they can do.
Perfect. That works.
Okay. And then one more. Do you happen to do international by chance?
We do, but it depends on the country. Where
Canada?
Are you thinking? Yep,
Canada.
Absolutely.
You do Canada, okay.
We do.
Okay, who's the source? Well, I've got one source I work up there with is National Leasing. Do you guys go through them?
No, I mean, we'll use our own money for those, again, depending on the credit appetite.
Okay.
You know, what happens, I mean, when I say partners, I mean, we've got, we have different portfolios that we fill depending on our investors.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are listed as Bank of Cardiff and some are others, but they'll be working with you and myself directly only. You know, they don't have to worry about dealing with three or four different people and thinking that, you know, it's being shotgunned around.
Right.
Even if the paper is not in Cardiff's name, it's essentially still our note and we'll be the ones, you know, to service everything. So
that's good to know.
Just to kind of simplify it, yeah.
Okay, I like simple. Okay, all right, cool. All right, awesome. That's all good news. Let me go ahead and send me that app, and then what I'll do is I'll call around and get some approvals from these, and then hopefully within the next, you know, hour or so, I'll be shooting you over, you know, a couple apps and see where we can go from there.
Perfect. I'll jump on it as soon as I get it.
Awesome. All right, awesome. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it, and I'll be looking for your new app, and then I'll get you something here hopefully soon.
You got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, bud.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.